This is the Ethanol Report. Emerging plant energy and environmental technologies are helping corn ethanol production continue to reduce its energy and environmental footprint. Stefan Mueller with the University of Illinois at Chicago Energy Resources Center has co-authored a new study showing energy efficiency improvements in ethanol plants since 2008.
The study we did in 2008 showed a dramatic energy reduction at corn ethanol plants from the 2001 levels. And the 2012 analysis that we just released shows the continuation of this trend. You know, yet again, corn ethanol plants, U.S. average corn ethanol production has dropped reduced its energy intensity. A gallon of corn ethanol takes less energy in 2012 to produce than it took in 2008, and as well as less water, and produces higher yield per bushel of corn going in.
The study found that thermal energy use at a typical dry mill ethanol plant dropped 9% since 2008, meaning the carbon footprint of corn ethanol continues to shrink. But Mueller says the biggest change recently has been more corn oil extraction at the plants.
So we saw quite a dramatic increase in corn oil separation by almost a factor of five at corn ethanol plants, and we were able to document that increase. So over the last 4 years, basically, a lot of plants have obviously retrofitted and included that technology in their operations.
Mueller expects the corn ethanol industry to continue to innovate and become more energy efficient.
You know, after all, the corn ethanol industry, in my opinion, is a relatively young industry if you compare it to oil, petroleum industry. So the biorefineries are relatively young facilities, 5, 10, 20 years old, and are still subject to a learning curve, which is what we're seeing. And with that, we still see the significant decreases in use in inputs and energy intensity.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says getting even a little bit more ethanol per bushel is significant.
Ethanol yields have continued to increase, going from 2.78 gallons per bushel to 2.82. It doesn't seem like a whole lot, but I guarantee you that in the world of ethanol, that is a huge jump in yield. But what's most interesting about Stefan Mueller's work is that he's found we're able to achieve that increased yield with actually reduced thermal energy. The bottom line is the carbon footprint, the energy footprint of ethanol production continues to improve, while the carbon footprint of oil, frankly, continues to get worse and worse and worse, because the energy needed to extract oil and then gasoline from the oil sands in Canada, or to extract oil from the tight oil supplies being fracked in North Dakota, is much greater than gasoline typically has been. So we're getting better, they're getting worse.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.